Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
After a hiatus of a couple of weeks, we took off for a little bit for Christmas, and of course we're back here getting close to New Year's Eve, but it's great to be back here on your radio dial, and I'd say we're still on the WTKY call numbers right now, but hopefully we'll have WVFB FM up and going again here before long over at the 101.5. section, but it's great we've got backup so we don't lose anything. But looking forward to a great show this morning. Got Dr. Doug Young and our newer person, which she's not new anymore, that you're with this morning, Miss Beverly Murphy, and we're going to be talking about kind of doing a little bit of a year-end roundup on some of the things with the Chamber of Commerce this morning, and maybe getting off on some of the things to look forward to. I know it's been another great year, but once again, I try to say each Thursday morning here that it is a pleasure coming into your living room, your kitchen, or wherever you may be this morning, and hopefully you're nice and warm this morning since the Arctic air has moved out, and we're back at springtime weather again, and looking for a little rain for the week's out. And you know, thank goodness we didn't get all the Arctic front like they got beginning up about the border coming out of Canada up in Buffalo, where they've got feet and feet of snow up there. But we're proud we didn't get all that. But once again, we want to thank the folks who make this show possible here each Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, coming to you live and in living color from here at the historic old Clay County Courthouse. And we, of course, appreciate the Chamber of Commerce, Three-Star Committee, and all the great folks in and around Clay County that offer some sponsorship for this show. And if you would like to be a sponsor and have a spot on the radio stations, you know, just give them a call and they'll fix you right up and make you a good deal. And hopefully the folks listening will come by and do a little business with you. And we realize that, you know, this may not be the number one way to get the word out anymore, but we do realize that it is very, very functional in the area where we reach. And I know we have quite a few listeners to one of the wave bands that we have here through this conglomeration. And we really do appreciate the fact that we're able to send out our messages. And with that, I guess we can mention that our boys and girls basketball team are now getting into the heart of the season, beginning with district play here after the first of the year. And I think both of them have quite a few wins with only a couple of losses, I think. So we're looking forward to another great year in young men and young ladies playing basketball. And those are usually on Tuesday and Friday night somewhere. So just keep that in mind and come out and watch these young men and young ladies represent our Clay County High School. And with that, we'll take a little short break. We'll come back and we'll think of something to talk about and either cuss, discuss, or whatever we need to do with it. So we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. I wish we'd had the microphones on a minute ago. We've been having some great discussions here before we get started today. but we'll get off of that. And like I said, Dr. Young's here with us this morning, and Beverly's here with us this morning, and he brought in I don't know how many sheets of paper over here to talk about stuff, but we'll kind of do a little, a little rundown on the chamber activities in the last in this past year.
Well, Tom, the first big thing as far as I'm concerned is that we got a grant this year from the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development, and that grant allowed us to add a staff member to our staff at the chamber, and that's just been fantastic. We brought in Beverly Murphy, and she's in charge now of tourism and community affairs, and she's making things happen. So if you happen to find one of the elves during the Christmas holidays in one of our stores, that was Beverly's idea.
Did you get a big prize for that?
Or yes, just... you did. Yes, you did.
If you... Other than get your picture made and put online.
And enjoy them.
She's had lots of other ideas, and she's working hard, and we're expecting to see a lot of good stuff come out of tourism. And I guess that I'm going to save my discussion about tourism to the very last thing, because we've got some good news coming about that. I guess the early part of 2022 we still had COVID, and we had discovered Zooms. Now, a Zoom is when they can see you and you can see them on your TV set or on your computer and have meetings. And now we have lots of Zooms. We used to have meetings. We'd drive over to Cookeville and see our buddies and go out to lunch. And and make a day of it, but now we may have two or three Zooms in one day.
And they've turned into business meetings instead of social gatherings.
Yes, yes. Not nearly as much fun. But it sure is a neat way to communicate. We've been able to, through some grants, get some other things done. We've got a big billboard now over on Interstate 40 right at the Baxter exit with a big arrow pointing toward Salina and Clay County and Dale Hollow Lake. We'll talk a little bit more about Dale Hollow Lake before this is over.
Well, you know, one of the things that it always been in my mind, if we'd had that big sign over there back about, 40 years ago, and it said on it, go down here and hang a left and head towards Salina and go to the Oshkosh discount store.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you wonder what kind of effect that would have had on this entire county and community if folks driving by there knew that there was an Oshkosh discount store here.
Well, that's real expensive advertising, however. In the course of a year's time, how many million people would pass that sign? And I'd say, I'm a sign reader. A lot of people, I'd guess, don't pay any attention to those signs. But I seldom pass a billboard that I don't look at. But maybe people are looking at ours and seeing we have another billboard up at the Bloody Crossing that's maintained by the Tompkinsville Chamber of Commerce. They're wanting people to turn right at the Bloody Crossing and come through Tompkinsville.
And quite a few people are doing that now.
To get to Dale Hollow. Instead of going straight ahead and going through our neighboring city, Burkeville, if they go that way, they have to pass three marinas before they get to a Clay County marina. So we want them turning right and coming by us first. We've been working with our three-star grant this year on Donaldson Park. And that has tourism possibilities as well as something really greatly improved for our local folks. The biggie up there was that the courts, the basketball court and the tennis courts, have been in a bad state of repair. I've been told that you couldn't play tennis up there since about 2006. And now we've got them resurfaced and ready to play. Got the basketball court resurfaced and ready to play. And the tennis court's also been marked off so we can play pickleball. That seems to be the new rage. I was watching a pickleball match on TV the other night. And it's an interesting game. I believe some old folks can still play that game.
So you're going to be able maybe to join in on some of this sometime or other.
Right. I thought you and I might play each other one of these days because we're both old folks.
Well, now, I'm not coming out of retirement unless there's some good competition. But, you know, that's kind of like table tennis out in the yard, isn't it?
In addition to that, the city was able to get some really great murals on that wall in the basketball area. And then we were able to get the pavilion re-roofed and stained, and we were able to get some more sand and fix the volleyball court up and the playground area, and also came with Mayor Collins came up with a frisbee.
Frisbee
golf course,
yeah.
And I saw several people up there this summer doing that. And we're just getting started. I think the city's got approval now that they will be able to do a splash pad up there. I don't know what their plans are, whether they want to put it there or want it at the other park that they've acquired. But that's a possibility coming up for this next year. Let's see. We worked with the want to let that siren get by.
Yeah.
We had a signage committee, and as you come into Salina now, we had a grant to get some signs up, welcome to Salina. And in addition to that was lighting. A lot of people had noticed that when you come downtown now at nighttime, we have what do they call those, LD lights, LCD?
LED.
LED lights. LED lights all the way around the square now, and it really, really lights it up. We worked on several other smaller grants this year. We worked with a bunch of grants with the IDB board and the Joint Economic Development Board to get the industrial park up and running, and we'll save that for another time, but that park is getting closer to completion now. As a matter of fact, we've got some help from the state. We're already beginning to try to recruit somebody to come in and locate on that site. It's ready for that kind of planning, so hopefully we'll be able to pull some more jobs in there.
Okay, and that's going to tie in with two of the other major projects over in that area, and that is with the truck bypass. That's a lot's going to depend on both of those things, isn't it?
Yes. And I'm going to turn to Beverly now and let her talk about the ribbon cuttings and all these new businesses that are springing up here all at once. What's happening, Bill?
So here lately we've had several ribbon cuttings, as a lot of people have seen. We've been lucky, and there's been a lot of new businesses that started in Salina and in Clay County. And we had the 931 Salon, Maddie's Hair Shop, that had a ribbon cutting. Watson's Sawmill had a ribbon cutting. And Shanky Branch and Bar and Grill. And then recently the Square Corner down here opened up, and we have a new coffee house, a dog house. They had a ribbon cutting, and Growing Girls here on the square had a ribbon cutting. And then we've had two more businesses that's opened up. Daisy Mays and Pea Ridge Market out at Pea Ridge gas station opened up. And they've not had their ribbon cuttings yet, but they're going to. But we've been lucky, like I said, in the last little bit. And several new businesses have come to Salina, y'all, and they're offering a lot of good stuff. Not only is it clothing, but food and gas, and have provided a lot of jobs for people in the county, too. So, you know, we're really looking forward to some stuff that's coming in, and we're excited about how a lot of these people have got involved here in the county and, here lately.
Okay, we'll take a little short break here, and I'm going to go ahead and read the birthdays for today, because usually I forget them. At least point I'm here looking at them, so we'll do those. We have got, I know we'll apologize to folks for that called in for birthdays back during the our time that we were off, and I thought we had a few on the answering machine, but somewhere along the line, through some type of a flash, through our electricity being turned off and on the rolling thing, we lost some of those, but we have. For today, we can mention that is Miss Elsie Garrett celebrated the birthday during this period of time. Mr. Hunter Collins celebrated the birthday. Bryce Barlow celebrated the birthday. And here's a good one here, and I don't know about this one. Bob and Merlin Prophet celebrating their 50th wedding anniversary.
All right.
So we really want to wish them a very joyous time during that. And also with a birthday this period of time, Miss Missy Brown Bowles and Mr. Andy Smith. And then over across the road here, Mr. Johnny McLaren is celebrating a birthday. And we'd like to wish all those folks a happy birthday. And then toward the end of the show, We'll come up with a method of choosing one of them that will receive our tremendous prize from over at the Chamber of Commerce that is sponsored by WVFBFM 101.5 Kicks Country. And we'll be doing all of that. And right now we'll work in a few words from our sponsors, come back, and continue with our discussion of Clay County for this past year. We'll be right back.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big-box store with its thousands of items, but with a small-town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. It's great to be back here, not only back after our little break, but to be back here in the little cozy corner room here. We've got the fireplaces all working, and it's not too bad in here this morning. Of course, it got a little nippy here the other day when it got down below zero here for a while. I know you had to be careful and light your chicken roost up, because, I mean, it got just plumb cold. And I don't think you got out for two or three days,
no,
did you?
No, I stayed in. almost not used to staying in that long.
And your lifetime partner, she survived this, having to put up with you at the house all day there. So, well, okay, so now, all right, let's get back to business.
All right, back to business. Thomas, I know that some people think, what in the world do they do at the Chamber of Commerce all day? Well, a lot of people don't really understand that we're kind of the liaison between a lot of agencies and organizations, between that organization or agency and local government and the people of Clay County. These agencies offer something. It might be a grant that they offer, or it might be some kind of a service they offer, but it'll take me just maybe 30 seconds. I want to list those. So people can understand how many different agencies and organizations we work with on a regular basis at the Chamber of Commerce. I call them partners. The Upper Cumberland Development District, the Upper Cumberland Human Resources Agency, the Area Agency on Aging and Disability, the United States Department of Agriculture, the Tennessee Department of Agriculture, the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development, the Tennessee Valley Authority, the Twin Lakes Telephone Co-op, Tri-County Electric Membership Co-op, Tennessee Department of Economic Development, Tennessee Department of Transportation, Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, Tennessee Technological University, Volunteer State Community College, Tennessee College of Applied Technology, Tennessee Department of Health, Middle Tennessee Industrial Development Association, Small Business Development Center, the Biz Foundry, the Tennessee Comptroller's Office, the Tennessee Arts Commission, Tennessee Department of Safety, the American Job Center, U.S. Corps of Engineers, WCTE TV, University of Tennessee Extension Office, University of Tennessee Institute for Public Service, Clay County Ambulance Service, Clay County Veterans Affairs Office. We've had some kind of interaction with all of those agencies sometime during this past year.
And we've got one more we need to know. That's the Historical Commission.
Right, Tennessee State Historical Commission. And I was about to say we probably left a half a dozen or more off that when I sat down to do this that I'd forgotten about.
Yeah, that's very important for where we're sitting. Isn't
it? Yes, it is. Now to get back with what we've been about this year, we had our first annual chamber dinner, and we'll be having another one of those coming up in the spring. But along about right here, I want to look at something that's sad to me. We lost something this year. We lost the Salina Lions Club. The Salina Lions Club has been around for over 60 years. And finally, we literally died away. It got down to where we just had four or five members, and all of us had trouble getting up the steps up to where the meeting room was because we'd gotten a little older. And finally, we just realized without the young blood coming in and helping us out with the activities that we had, that we just needed to fold our tent and go on.
Well, let me ask you, do you think someone may take over some of the activities, maybe the fire board, like the truck pull and some of those things that they may...
We'd be glad to work with them. If there's some young people out there who would like to get the Lions Club cranked back up, well, we'd be glad to work with them to try to do that. Or some other civic club, if they'd like to try to get another one. Salina needs a civic club.
Absolutely. There's a lot of things that we've lost over the years here, and we hope that maybe that some of those things come back. You know, things have sort of died down a little bit, and we're hoping that maybe some of those things pick back up. You know.
Well, many years ago when Dr. Young and I first came back here, we could look around and activities going on here in Clay County, and I know that we had, you know, we had our one baseball field here and a little playground around some of the schools and things, but when you look around and you look over, well, at our neighbors, Livingston, Cookwell, Baxter, those places like that, and look at all of the grants they were getting for recreational things back in those days. And the one thing, the very first thing that came up was you had to have a parks director. I mean, that was the first thing that had to be on the application for all of those recreation grants. And we still don't have a countywide parks director that I know we have, you know, park director for our park here and one over. And I know that's one of the things we've talked about before, about having a countywide parks director.
I know during my time as director of schools and during Jerry Strong's time as director of schools, we were looking at putting together a Clay County Athletic Authority to put all of our athletic programs under one umbrella. So they could have a governing board and their policies and keep everything running the way it ought to be running, and somehow we just never could get there. I'd still like to see something like that something like that happen. We somehow have so many athletic events happening now that it involves the young people from the diaper league right on up.
Right.
I think that cost us Lions Club members, because when you go back and look at the Salina Lions Club back to when I first joined, is when I first got out of college and came back here as a teacher, we probably had 50 members or more, and they were young people, particularly business people. Most of the business people were involved in the Lions Club, and now they are so involved with the activities of their kids that they don't have time for the civic organizations. And I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I do hate to see the civic organizations go away, but it's just fantastic to have that kind of parental involvement with our kids now, and see them have the opportunities that you and I didn't have. We didn't have Little League baseball in my day or football. We didn't start playing football till we were in high school, and all through my high school career, we didn't have baseball in high school. I think we had an independent league, but a lot of those things have changed. So it's our job now to try to make things better.
And of course, and as you said there about the coordination, we do need a coordinating body for all of these activities that are going on. That responsibilities, things like that, coordination, scheduling, all those things, and you know, it takes, you know, right now we've got, they're not under any kind of umbrella, I guess is what I'm saying, that we really need sometimes.
Well, when Mr. Strong was the director of schools, he asked me and Kerry Eads to meet with the coaches of the football program and just be observers and come back with recommendations on what we might be able to do. And man, I was impressed. There were 12 of those young men, parents, who were serving as coaches or ball boys or concession drawers, whatever it took to make things go, and one lady. And during that one season, they raised over $40,000, and that was impressive. But what was most impressive in working with that group was somebody would come up with something to do, and hands would shoot up around the table. I'll do that. I'll take care of that. And we need more of that kind of thing in other activities besides just the athletics. That'll make our community stronger and allow us to grow even better and make us better in all ways.
Okay, let's step down off the soapbox now.
Yes. back to some of the other things. Let's see, there's several grants. The Department of Tourist Development gave us some money, and we were able to redo our websites. We have two websites. Most places just have one, but we have two. One of our websites is dedicated to Del Holla Lake, and that's delhollalake.org. So if you go to that site, you can get all kinds of information about the lake. Then the other one includes practically everything that's on the delhollalake.org, but a lot of community stuff as well. And their sister sites, they talk to one another. You can click on them and it jumps back and forth with them. So that works out really well. And that's visitclaycountytn.com. And we welcome everybody to jump on those. Then Beverly is doing a great job tell us a little bit about Facebook, Beverly.
Well, let me jump on there right quick about the website. I want our chamber members to know and stuff that they're on there, and I want our chamber members to know that we're so happy and thrilled that y'all were members all year long, and we are so blessed to have y'all with us, and it's been an honor of me working with y'all this what little time I have. And I want y'all to know that we're here to do anything we can for y'all. We're willing to help y'all in any way and get y'all out there and advertise for y'all. And those websites are there to promote y'all's businesses and to draw tourists in here for y'all. And by the pictures that's on there, so use those websites. And if there's anything we can do to help y'all build stuff, we're going to. We've got a lot of stuff that's going to be coming on. We'll talk about that a little later, but... we've got stuff on Facebook that we try to do constantly by putting y'all on there. And even if you're not a chamber member, we've got our tourist Facebook site that we are constantly putting all businesses and stuff on here in Salina. So, like I said, if you're a chamber member or not, if you have anything to do with Clay County and stuff, we're going to promote you. We're going to get you out there. We're going to try to. So if we can do anything for you, you contact us and you let us know, and we'll help you any way we can. And like I said, we appreciate our members. We're up to 70 now, and we're so thrilled, and we're looking forward to a lot that's coming, a lot of exciting stuff that's coming for Clay County in the next little bit. I'll just put it that way.
Okay, and something along that line, I noticed that when we, I know that the development district had just revamped our website for the historic Cumberland National Byway, where it's very, very compatible with the telephone. But I noticed on there that they have a lot of things on there, and a lot of the businesses, some of the businesses that maybe that are listed here, that actually have websites.
Oh, yeah.
And have you been reaching out to the folks here that and trying to find out how many of them have websites or have Facebook sites?
Yeah, they have. On the Visit Clay County, Tennessee, there, if you'll go on there, some of them, their websites and stuff have actually been linked on there. So you can click on them, and it should take you to their website if they've got a website. We've had Claudia Johnson and them actually contacting businesses.
And I think probably what they need to know is that, you know, if you, I know the websites, they cost, pennies. For what's going on. But if you just put a page up there telling who you are and where you're at, something maybe, you know, that unless you have some major change in your business that doesn't need updating, but, you know, when somebody goes on there and clicks on one of our business places, like Ollie's Place, it'll flash up there and show a picture of his restaurant and a menu or something or other, and which, you know, it's there. And if it's not there, you know, just seeing the name there anymore doesn't mean anything.
Yeah.
One time if you had a big list of names there, hey, you know, we'll go through Salina, we might try to stop at some of these places.
Mm-hmm.
But now when they're driving down the road, they're going to click on something, and if something comes up that looks interesting to them, they're going to stop here and spend a dollar or two.
And like I said, we'll be glad to help anybody that, you know, that needs any help with the, maybe doing a Facebook or something. And you know, because everybody does need to be out there on the internet, y'all, because that's the way a lot of people do their communication.
And you're going to hear a whole lot more out of us this year. That's in our goals for this year. We're improving our websites, and we are working with an outside consultant to come in and really help our businesses, particularly our chamber members, do something special on the web pages. And they'll be contacted, and then hopefully we'll be able to. We're chasing another grant right now that would help us do some of that kind of thing. Now that we have 70 chamber members, that gives us a whole lot of people to work with. Our dues, by far, the cheapest dues in the upper Cumberland or anywhere else, we're intentionally keeping those dues down. To become a member and qualify for a whole lot of promotion for your business just costs $50. And that's for the entire year. $50 for the entire year. And the highest price is $300. And you get the full smear of services for the $300. But we want to encourage all the businesses in Clay County to join the chamber. We'll be I can't express enough here that the things that we're looking forward to in this next year. We have seen that through a report from the Tennessee Department of Tourist Development that visitors to Clay County spent $4.7 million this last year. That's a 39% increase over the previous year. But we feel like we can do a whole lot better than that. So we have in the planning stages right now a new program for the chamber to help our businesses create new ways to advertise, to try to make their business into a destination. I'm going to birdwalk here just a minute. Some people have heard this story several times, and you may hear it several more times, because it really exemplifies where we're trying to go with the Chamber of Commerce. Back in about 2009-10, when we got our first downtown grant, we went to a meeting, the downtown committee, and I went to a meeting in Franklin. We had a speaker there. He was on the program for 2 hours. I saw that on the... You're not going to hold my attention for 2 hours. And over the years, I've heard literally thousands of presentations. And this guy's going to talk to me about retail for 2 hours and hope no way. Well, he had me on the edge of my seat. Having owned a store in my day, I sure wish I'd have heard him back when I owned my store. Because some of the things that he came up with that would benefit our merchants here in Clay County so much, we're going to try to make those kinds of things available to our merchants during this next year. We're currently working with at least one outside agency and maybe more to find funding to bring classes on just how we can get more tourists away from the lake and downtown so they can spend some of their money down here. And we've got some great ideas and some great professional help there. And chamber members, particularly, we're going to be in contact with you, and we're going to make some things available to you that you haven't seen before. And we think it's going to be... It's going to be fantastic.
Well, you know, we're well past now the old way of, you know, someone stopped at one of the restaurants here in Salina, and they had a great meal and everything, and we kind of depended on them going back to Indiana and telling everybody in the state of Indiana what a great restaurant we had here, and next time every one of them would come through would stop there. Well, you know, those are days of the past, aren't they?
They are the days of the past. For a period of time, I lived in Lake County. That's Real Foot Lake. Real Foot Lake runs right up to the borders of the Tiptonville, the county seat, and then the Mississippi River's on the other side. So they were very much like Clay County. And one restaurant out there in particular, it wasn't uncommon on a Friday or Saturday night to see cars parked there from five different states. And it's amazing that particular location is within driving distance of four other states than five counting Tennessee. And we can be that way here. We already get a lot of people driving in here on the weekends to eat and to do some other things. We just need more of them. And we're going to go after them. And I'd like to see that $4.7 million dollars. I want to see that doubled when we come on this radio show this next year. Our goal is to see that figure doubled. We want to be scaring $10 million to death.
Let's take a little short break.
All right.
Work in a few words from our sponsors, and we'll be back just in a few minutes. All right. Sponsorship time.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Salina Lumber Company gives you the convenience of a big box store with its thousands of items, but with a small town feel. At this family-owned home improvement store, they treat you like family. They have thousands of items in stock and can order so much more upon request. Their departments include appliances, automotives, building materials, cleaning supplies, doors and windows, electrical, farm and ranch, fasteners, hand tools, hardware, heating and cooling, lawn and garden, lighting, lumber, mowers, outdoor living, outdoor power equipment, paint, pet supplies, plumbing, power tools, sporting goods, store supplies, and tools. Many name brands and products are stocked at Salina Lumber Company, located at 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee. They're open on Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and closed on Sunday. That's Salina Lumber Company, 1223 Mitchell Street in Salina, Tennessee.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hi, my name is Chris Hodges. I am the Hybrid Lifeliner for Region 3 North. The areas that I cover are Clay, Jackson, Smith, Trousdale, and Macon County. If you or anyone you know is struggling with substance use and are seeking help, please do not hesitate to reach out at 931-349-4051 or call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. Remember, recovery is possible and there is always hope.
Welcome back, everyone. I know he was talking about, over at Real Foot. throw a little pitch in there. If you want to take a nice little ride one of these days, go on over on up above Real Foot and go up to Hickman, Kentucky.
Yep, been there.
Up at Hickman, Kentucky, there is a free-flowing ferry that goes across the Mississippi River. I think it's one of the few left anywhere. And I think it's like... It's pretty neat. I think it's like $7 to go across and save your ticket, and they charge you $75 across in the afternoon. But, you know, that just hit me there. You know, that's one of the few places with those are left.
I paid my ticket.
One interesting thing about Lake County is we're a distressed county, and so is Lake County.
Yeah.
And we've got all that, and... We may not be taking advantage of it like we ought to, and hopefully during this next year, we'll be able to take advantage of more of that kind of stuff. I don't want to forget to mention WCTE has a running program right now, Wish You Were Here, and they've been funded for their second season. And in that, they're having several stories every time they do a new one about different counties in the Upper Cumberland. And ours was just fantastic. They had while they were filming, our little piece on that particular program. They were all inside of the city limits of Salina, out on the Cordell Hull Lake. Now, that's a lake, not a river. Right. I keep reminding people of that. And they caught a 53-pound white bass while they were filming it. Now, you don't get any advertisement any better than that.
You know, and I saw the show the other night, and I think part of that segment they had at the Gibson Cafe down in down in Lafayette, Macon County. Mm-hmm. And I know they do a good job of, you know, and a lot of the businesses they go into are obscure places that people don't know about. And that's one of the things, you know, we have lots of those places here in that, you know, that are kind of obscure that we know about, and folks within a 40, 50 mile range may know about. But, you know, that, those are the things, you know, we really need to be able to start capitalizing on somewhere. And it is, you know, we've got this, you know, I guess reputation of being a unique little place. But, you know, the uniqueness doesn't get everything done. You got to let everybody know, you know, what is unique.
Before we run out of time, let me hit a couple of other high spots. We had, so far as I can determine, this year was the first time the Chamber of Commerce has ever actively participated in a fishing tournament on Del Hollow. And this year we worked with the Midwest Crappie Alliance and Del Hollow Marina to do a crappie tournament. We had people coming from a lot of different states. I think there was 130 some odd boats and lots of people. They had an expo over to the women's building that wasn't very well attended because we didn't really know what they were doing and what that was about. But they had 32 exhibitors over there. And so they have kind of indicated that they'd like to come back, and I don't know what the future is for that. But we definitely want to continue having fishing tournaments. That brought lots of people in and lots of money in.
And, you know, of course, I went down to the expo thing, and I think, like I said, miscommunication really, really hurt that event because they had some very, very interesting folks down there, not just necessarily crappie fishermen, but they had lots of storytellers down there.
Yeah.
And they were anxious to talk to local people here and get stories here. But we I say that the chamber, everybody, even myself included, you know, we put a little thing on Facebook about it. You know, a lot of us did. But, you know, we didn't really emphasize, you know, what was actually going on because, well, we really didn't know what was going to be going on.
That was a learning experience. This was their first one, too. This Midwest Crappie Alliance, this was their first year. They were learning, and we were learning. And hopefully we'll be able to take the knowledge that we learned in that one on to the next level. Now, let's turn the page here for just a second to a program that we've been running for some time at the Chamber, and it seems to be working. We've had lots and lots of people to come into the Chamber now and fill out a one-page application. And we take that one-page application, scan it, and send it out to all the employers who we have email addresses on in Clay County and some of the surrounding counties. So if you're out there looking for a job, come by the chamber and fill out an application, and we'll send that out for you. That way you don't have to go around to every place in the county and put in an application. You can fill out one form. It goes to about 100 different places, and then if you've got the credentials they're looking for, then they'll get in contact with you. And then this next Friday, not tomorrow, but the next Friday, we have something unique. We have I don't know what we'd call it other than a jobs fair with one employer. That employer is unusual. It's the Department of Safety. They're looking for state troopers. I can remember when you almost had to know somebody in politics to get a job with the state troopers, and now they're out actively recruiting. And they've got those salaries up now. It's around $50,000 a year for a state trooper. Now, that's not counting retirement, annual leave, sick leave, 401k, all those state benefits that they have. So if you're 21 years old and can pass the physical and have a good clean record and would want to start making that kind of money in law enforcement, come out next Friday at 9 a.m. and they'll be there. Now, they're not going to be there all day. They'll just be there from like 9 to 10:30, 11 o'clock. So come on out early if you're interested in one of those jobs. And we have other jobs from time to time listed, so stay in contact with us. And we think that program would have dried up a long time ago if it wasn't being successful. So we know that it is.
Yeah, and if anybody's out there and you're looking for help, contact us, and we'll be more than happy to post it for you, because we do have a listing there at the chamber, and we do get a lot of hits on those listings. So, you know, give us a call, and we'll be more than happy to put those on there for you. And then, because when people do come in, if we find somebody that's suiting for somebody, we do contact the businesses and let them know that we've got a good reference there for them. So we'll be more than happy to do that for anybody that needs somebody.
A couple of other things, in things that we're looking for, there are some grants out there. Now, they're not grants if you want to go in business. There's not necessarily a grant to help you go in business, but there's grants for certain things that you're going in business for. Like if you're taking a farm product and you're turning it into, you're improving the value of something. If you're doing a sawmill, we work with Eli Watson on that one, and you're taking trees and turning those trees into tubifores, and that's adding value to it, then there's grant money out there for you. If you're making jelly and jam, wine, or moonshine for that matter, you're taking a farm product and improving the value of it.
And make sure you got a federal license though to be able to brew that stuff
yeah.
up, right?
Oh, is that now? I didn't know that.
Well, I think that applies even in Clay County now.
Another thing that I wanted to hit before we get through here is volunteers. We tried having a Salina High School Alumni Association organized several years ago, and we didn't do very well with it. And I take full responsibility for that. I think I didn't do a very good job in trying to organize it. But we'd like to see some volunteers, particularly a volunteer that would be responsible for the Salina High School alumni page. We have a web page that we set up years ago, and it would be a means to by which all the old folks, now you're just about old folks now if you graduated from Salina High School, because since that time you've been going somewhere else to school. But if you'd like to volunteer to take on the responsibility for the web page, just give me a call, and we'll do all we can to teach you how, if you don't know how. And if you do know how, maybe you can teach us how to do some of this stuff. And another volunteer, or two or three volunteers we'd like to have, is to be able to look at the last 20 years of graduates at Clay County High School. We'd like to know where they are. What are they doing? Would they come back to Clay County if there was a job here for them? And if we had that kind of information, it'd be very valuable to us to be able to recruit industry to come, or other businesses to come to Clay County. So if anybody wants to volunteer for those things, just give us a call. And if you want to volunteer for something else, holler at us, and we'll work with you.
All right. Well, we're about to run out of time, believe it or not.
Very good.
Before we do that, I'll make the announcement of our winner of today's birthday prize, Hunter Collins. So, Mr. Young, write that name down and give it
to Hunter Collins.
Beverly will write it down. So, and you come over by the chamber and pick up your envelope, which has a cash prize in it. We no longer give away cakes or anything. We've got a little cash prize, and you can take it and spend it wherever you want to. So come over by and take care of that.
Yeah, we got plenty of good places in Salina you can spend it.
Yeah, plenty of them right here. And with that, I guess it's time we'll shut the doors down here. We can get everything put back in the place where it can be found the next time we need it. And with that, you know, may the good Lord bless you and keep you until we meet you again. And hopefully we'll meet you again here next Friday. Next Thursday at 9 a.m. in the morning with a replay this evening at 6 o'clock. And with that, I guess it's just time we said good day, Clay County.